Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that explores what's new with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana, made possible in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union. This month, we'll hear from the coordinator and a couple founding advisors of a food pantry dedicated to serving a Muncie East Side neighborhood.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and I am here with three people who are behind the new Whiteley Community Food Pantry. I think first we should go around and introduce ourselves and maybe talk a little bit about how you got involved with the food pantry.
Yeah, I'm Jay Zimmerman, and I guess I'm sort of the coordinator. I talked to Mary early on about when I heard about the pantry, about wanting to get involved. I had no idea that I would be in the position of coordinating it and doing a lot of administration work, but it's been wonderful to do.
And I'm Mary Dollison, and I am just trying to help with food insecurity in the Whiteley area.
And I'm Cornelius Dollison, past president of the Whiteley Community Council or Neighborhood Association.
So once you had the idea to do this, talk a little bit about how it evolved.
I guess Cornelius and Mary have been talking about this for a long time. You know, Marsh moved out of the community. Kmart moved out of the community. There are no grocery stores in the community. There's no access to food for people. And so it was necessary to do something because there are a lot of people in need throughout the whole city, but in Whiteley, and they don't have any access to food. It's a food desert. We had the decision to make about where we wanted to have the food pantry. And I think the decision in talking about it was made to have it at churches within the Whiteley area, primarily to make it accessible, but also to get churches involved and get volunteers from the churches and have the community involved. We're doing it now 2 days a month, the first and third Thursday from 4 to 6. First Thursday is always at Union Missionary Baptist Church. The third Thursday is at Harvest Christian Fellowship. And long term, we're looking for a building. We have some ideas. We'd love to purchase a building that will allow us the opportunity to do many of the things we want to do in addition to the pantry.
And I'm very excited because we had residents who need the food, helping to volunteer.
Wow.
Help people helping themselves. That's what we think is so very important.
So can you talk about kind of the environment at the pantry? What has been the response, the feedback in the community?
Very excited. People are very excited, and that's why they don't mind helping with everyone else coming in giving food out. We want to make sure the people who need the food understand what it takes to have a pantry and how important it is for them to be involved. It's people helping themselves, and that's what we want to do.
We've also had free books that we were giving away at our last food giveaway. Those who are bringing their children with them, that we could have a little corner where we can have a little reading take place and offer free books. We want to have the educational aspect and encourage our children as we also try to meet the food needs there.
Sure. Food for the mind and food for the body.
Right. Well, as Mary said, the issue is building community, providing food, but building community and making it a place where the community wants to be and can get more than just food.
Absolutely. I'm sure there are a lot of people listening right now that are thinking, how can I help? How can I get involved? What can I do to help make this pantry a success?
There are a lot of ways they can get involved. Volunteers. We always need volunteers. They can contact us, say they want to volunteer, and we can offer them that opportunity. Other ways they can be involved. We are always in need of funding. You know, food doesn't come free.
Right.
I mean, we're giving it away free,
right,
but we still have to pay for it. The Whiteley Community Food Pantry has a GoFundMe site, so they can contribute through the GoFundMe site.
We're really looking at trying to do what we can to get us a building to where we would have a space where we can have a place for storage.
And that's what we're working on for 2017. We're in the process of trying to get a building together. We have a place that we have looked at that we really want to get, and we're going to be working to get that make that happen and renovate it. And long term, we hope to have a grocery store in that facility.
People are reaching out. The generosity in this community is amazing to me. It's so touching. Yesterday, I came home and I felt, you know, like, focus on this. This is the hopeful stuff in the community.
Great. We'll make sure we have links to all of those sites on indianapublicradio.org. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much
for
having us.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. You can revisit this episode and all of our previous episodes anytime at our program website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.